It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner says he understands why people are angry over the death of George Floyd, but he draws the line at the kind of violence that has marred demonstrations in Denver and other cities. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Gardner did not address the comments President Trump has made about using more force to stop looting and disorder. Instead, he urged all Americans to do better.
Because we've seen a grave injustice, we've seen inequality, we've seen discrimination, we've seen hatred, and it has to change. We can't just simply let this happen and ignore it.
President Trump has urged governors to, quote, dominate and use more force to stop the riots. If they don't, Trump said Monday evening, he would deploy the U.S. military and solve the problem for them. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Responding to those remarks by the president, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett called it disgraceful.
We have somebody in the White House who thinks the answer to this is more violence and more division, and we need more enlightened leadership than that.
Bennett says there needs to be a real response to institutional racism in the country and is driving the anger behind the demonstrations. Colorado could face a second and bigger spike in coronavirus this summer. CPR's Sam Brash reports there are already signs it could be picking up again.
One indicator is COVID-19 hospitalizations. Those numbers are decreasing, but not as quickly as a few weeks ago. Dr. John Samet leads the state's coronavirus modeling effort, and he says that's to be expected as the state reopens.
The important thing is that it climbs in a controlled way so that the healthcare capacity is not overwhelmed and the burden of morbidity and mortality is maintained as low as possible.
His models estimate that would require Coloradans to more or less maintain high levels of social distancing. Otherwise, the state could overwhelm its intensive care capacity by the end of the summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The state wants people to weigh in on plans to safely reopen places of worship and outdoor activities like pools, parks, and playgrounds. State officials released a draft plan of their plans Monday and want people to comment by Wednesday. The state also took steps on short-term rentals Monday. They're now allowed to open under certain safety provisions. Mostly sunny this morning with a chance for thundershowers this afternoon. This is CPR News.